You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network.
Welcome to the YouTube Passive Income Show. My name is Dennis Trufin, and I'm here to help you create freedom in your time, money, and work through the long-term growth and the power of YouTube. Today's episode is how YouTube helps you generate passive income.
Welcome to the YouTube Passive Income Show, where we talk about transforming your life, ditching the 9-to-5 grind, and creating freedom in your time, money, and work with the power of YouTube. And now your host, Dennis Trufin.
My name is George, and I'm here to support Dennis and his vision to help others create passive income on YouTube.
Oh, yes. Very excited. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about how YouTube helps you generate passive income, like the core of this and how it all functions.
Well, before you go there, who is on fire this week?
Ooh, okay. So this is, I'm going to say our favorite segment. It's our only segment that we have that's like separated from the topic. George, can you explain what fire means?
Yeah. So if you weren't listening to our previous episode, someone who is on fire is fervent, inspiring, and radiating energy.
Ooh, yes. So I love catching people in their passions.
Yes.
And so I want to share with the world these people, and also because I truly believe we live in a day and age where you can talk about anything and share your passions and make money doing it. So today we are talking about Lakenzo. I think it's like L-A-K-E-N-Z-O. And she started off talking about her favorite color of crayon.
Favorite color of crayon.
Favorite color of crayon. It's incredible. And so now she's also doing a lot of crafting stuff as well too. And it's, she actually says it on here. She's like, I make goofy things. That's the title of her stuff, or like in her description. And I just thought it was incredible to see somebody having so much passion for just even a color of crayon and then being able to create crafting. And, you know, right now I don't think she's making money, but I can see in the pipeline how she can be making money.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to talk about that in the future too, about other people and like for me, what's possible for them, because I've seen so many other people and their back ends and how they make money doing what they love. And it's an incredible, incredible thing.
Well, and again, what we talked about before is how can you turn your passion into passive income, right?
Oh, yes, so exactly. Good. Because it's a beautiful thing. And you know what? Let's get the show started.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. Well, like we mentioned, how can YouTube help you generate passive income? And why would you pick YouTube over another platform?
Yeah, those are going to be some great questions that we're going to get into. So we'll start on how YouTube can help you create passive income. And here's something that I've learned over the 6.5 years of doing YouTube. It's a very powerful platform.
Yeah.
Very powerful. So YouTube is actually the second largest search engine in the world, right behind Google.
Okay.
George, do you know who owns
YouTube? You're about to tell
YouTube?
Us. Let me know.
Google.
It's probably why they're second largest.
Right? So you got the largest search engine in the world, which is Google, and then you got the second largest search engine in the world, which is YouTube. And so that already in itself speaks so much power into why YouTube has so much impact. And, you know, we'll break this down even more in the future as well too, but your videos on YouTube also go into Google.
Yeah.
And it's so powerful. And I whisper that because it's like, it's almost an unspoken thing for a lot of people as far as why it's so important to be on this platform of you know, generating something that people are searching for. But just kind of taking it a quick step back, with it being the second largest search engine, there are billions of people on YouTube all the time.
All the time.
You know what people are doing when they're on YouTube? They're asking questions.
Doing more research.
Right? And so when people are asking questions, that means that they're inquiring for something.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes people don't know what they're asking, but a lot of times they're going to go into it knowing, having a specific desire for content based off of that, whether it's how to do something, you know, what something looks like, how to set this up, you know, how to is obviously the most searched term of all time.
Yeah.
And so when you can provide people the back end of that information, you're going to be able to support them. And so there's this thing called SEO, which stands for search engine optimization. Now, websites do this, but so does YouTube as well, because it helps index everything that you're talking about. And so when we're here talking about creating passive income for the long term, you know, one of the things we like to talk about is how we grow roots to get our fruit.
Yep.
And when you are putting all this effort and work into growing a tree to have the fruit, what's the last thing that you get out of it? Is the fruit.
Is the fruit, yeah.
Right? So we have to build our foundation. We have to build our roots. We have to structure everything. And so when we are creating content, we can create evergreen content through SEO. Now, if in case you don't know what evergreen means, is things that will be relevant to the person regardless of when they're watching it. One of my favorite stories is that I have content from 6.5 years ago
yeah.
that people are still watching, and I still generate some form of income from it. That is powerful.
Oh, yeah.
I created something one time and it's still making me money 6.5 years later.
Which is crazy.
Which is really crazy, right? And so that's kind of the way we want to look at these things, which is what can I do today that 6 months from now, 6 years from now, people are still getting value and being able to generate me income, whether I'm awake, asleep, on vacation, doing other work.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I've learned from a lot of entrepreneurs who love creating passive income, they still love working.
Oh, yeah.
They just don't want to have to work for that dollar over and over again, which is obviously a huge thing when it comes to passive income. I want to be able to make my money here, but then also go make more if I wanted to or if I want to relax.
Yeah.
And so I think with YouTube, that's a huge, huge reason why it's so powerful, because I can create content based off of what people are looking for, put it on the platform, and it be searched intentionally, and I'm that person that helps answer those questions for those people.
Oh yeah. And you talking about how Google owns YouTube, I feel like it almost makes sense with using SEO, right? Like they're intertwined.
Oh yeah.
So I feel, does it make it easier when you go trying to search up what you should be marketing the video as or putting in the information?
Yeah. You know, it's, I think a lot of people nowadays, you know, especially with the likes of TikTok and Instagram Reels and, you know, going viral, so to speak. Yeah. You know, we're not that type of content generator. We don't generate viral content. I actually never had a video go like hyperbolic and like explode on the data. And I'm actually very thankful for that, because I'm not one who needs to be famous or, you know, get a lot of eyeballs on me that are not intentional.
Yeah.
I think when we create content that is impactful, it generally also is going to allow us to generate stronger income because we're getting the right people watching the right content.
Correct.
You know, we just talked to a brand recently and we said, hey, look, we're not going to generate as many eyeballs as maybe somebody who's like super famous, but we're going to get those people converting to whatever product that we're going to be talking about, because we're being very methodical with how we approach it and how we reach this audience. And YouTube allows us to do that in a very effective way. That is not like something we had to come up with tomorrow and then hopefully we'll get attention and then it might die off 2 days later.
Yeah.
You know, and that does happen on YouTube. I do want to clarify that, because it's not something where I've seen tons of channels where they'll create videos that are, you know, in the moment popular, but then die off pretty quickly, right? They're relative to the moment because of stories, because of news, whatever. And then they'll go away.
Yeah.
The content we talk about
is relevant today.
Is relevant today, tomorrow.
And 6 years ago.
Yeah. And that's the beautiful thing about it too. So, you know, when we talk about these things and like people's passions, like there's almost any type of passion you have, there's usually a foundation to help people understand that passion better. And that's usually going to be that longevity thing, right? So we talked earlier at the beginning of this episode with that lady who has a passion for dandelion. It's like the color of the crayon that she loves.
Yeah.
She could talk about the history of that as a foundation, because that history doesn't change.
Yeah.
So somebody, you know, 6 years from now is going to hear about it and be like, oh, there was a color called dandelion. That's cool. And then like see her whole history about it and help with that foundation and understanding, and then be able to, you know, follow her for the other things that she does as well, which is so powerful.
Oh, yeah. And again, you're not trying to create that short-term spike, right, of income or anything like that. The goal is
long term. And you know what's actually funny that you bring that up? I've worked with people in the past who had spiked in popularity for the moment, and that actually hurt them more than it helped them, because either A, they weren't ready for it, or B, it wasn't the people that they were intentionally having around them.
Yeah.
And that was a really important thing to witness, because I've seen it now and I understand that, you know, from an outside looking in, you know, seeing somebody with like a million subscribers and all these things, you're like, wow, that's incredible. Like, they must be making lots of money. Truth be told, that's not always the case.
No.
I've seen tons of channels make less money than I do and have like 10 times the amount of subscribers from my main channel. And that's not to gloat or anything, but that's because I'm being intentional with who I'm targeting, where they might be more broad. The broader you get, the more you have to like gain those views to be able to reach the same impact with the people who are intentional for your viewership.
Yeah.
And so for us, you know, we have multiple YouTube channels. We talked about that. We have four channels that we run that create some form of passive income one way or another. And especially like the main one, which is called True Financials, that one is really hyper specific on every video we make for an audience member. And so when we can get a video that maybe gets, you know, 100 views a month, like, that is gold for us because we're being so intentional with that video.
Oh, yeah.
And that's so powerful.
Well, and again, being relevant, creating content to be relevant is tasking, right? So I can't imagine trying to constantly create content to stay relevant, because these people that have, you know, a million subscribers or anything like that, they probably saw something that was relevant, subscribed, and then no longer follow the rest of their content.
Yeah.
Right. Whereas, I mean, like you've talked about before, your subscribers are usually going to be someone who, oh, I'm going to look at the next time something he posts.
Oh, that gets really deep, and we're going to go into much deeper territory with that. So, I mean, I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah.
And I think there's so much truth to it, where when you are sharing your passions in a way that is helpful to people, like any way you want to do it, I think is so powerful. But going back to being able to create that evergreen content is really based off of, you're getting the information handed to you through YouTube and Google themselves. Like, they actually
they're asking the question.
Yeah. And actually Google has this thing called Google Trends. It's completely free to use. If you go onto Google and search Google Trends,
yeah,
and it'll take you to that page. And what it'll do is it'll like curate some things of like what's going on right now. And you can actually break it down into like certain categories that you might be in, whether it's like fitness, you know, homestead, it could be finance, it could be, you know, education, any of those kind of things. And you can break things down and see the trend lines and like what's working, what's not, and what people are kind of searching for intentionally.
Yeah.
Now there's even way deeper space into that, and we'll definitely keep breaking more of that down.
That's where the data comes in.
But what's crazy is that's what people are looking for directly on the platforms that you're performing on. And because YouTube and Google are intertwined, your videos end up showing up on the Google searches, which you're just opening up yourself to more audience members to find your content. Like, that's, it's so crazy to me how I can be so intentional with a video and find the people who are looking for it and help them. Because when I create the content, and like, that's what's so powerful about YouTube, is like, I'm creating this content because somebody out there in the world is asking for it. And YouTube is doing me the favor of saying,
here's what they need.
Here's what they need. And then once I make it, they'll say, okay, thank you for making this. Let me go send it to the person that's wanting this.
Yeah.
And so they're the facilitator from me providing the content to the person who's wanting to view it. Because YouTube as a whole, they're the whole kind of goal for YouTube, right, is kind of like symbiosis between three main pillars.
Okay.
It's going to be the audience member, which is the most important thing. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, we know, like, audience member is like what drives everything. Then we have the content creator.
Yeah.
And then we have the sponsors, which help continue those other two pillars really effectively. And so for a lot of people, when you're breaking it all down, you know, we want to say, okay, how do we best serve our audience?
Yeah.
While also understanding that YouTube gets to bring an income, one, to pay us, and then two, to then be able to continue doing what they do, because they're just a large, you know, server, essentially, so to speak, to be able to provide a platform for everybody to be on.
Yeah. So you're essentially saying YouTube's primary function is to connect the audience members with what they want and need. Right.
Yeah. And so if you are somebody who wants to create passive income, I mean, just looking at it from that perspective, you're just like, yeah, if I want to show somebody how to do XYZ on any topic,
yeah,
I'm getting the audience member I want.
Yeah.
You know, and that's like, that's a very powerful thing because they're wanting something, you're providing it, and then you have the solutions, right? Now, there's obviously different ways to create the passive income because either A, you can get monetized through YouTube ads, which you need for typical channels, you're going to need 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 hours of watch time. And watch time is just the amount of time people are watching on your content in a 365-day time period to be able to generate. And it takes some time to build that. Once you do, you get monetized, and then you get ads put in front of your videos that you split with YouTube. I think it's 55-45 or yeah, it's like 55-45, something like that. And then that money obviously is paid out to you, and then the rest they keep to be able to functionally do everything else. But what a lot of people don't talk about is like the links that you could put in your videos early on. And this is
where YouTube helps you generate the extra passive income, right?
Yeah, like, yeah, we actually make more income outside of YouTube ad revenue because we do things called affiliate marketing, which is promoting products by getting people signing up for products that we recommend or promote. Or, and this is even bigger sometimes too, your own products.
Yeah.
Things that like you would be selling, whether it's like a course or a download or, you know, what, like a physical product, anything like that.
Yeah.
You can actually put links into your videos day one.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know that. So when you get started, you can actually start making money before you make ad revenue. And generally you'll make more through affiliates and or your own links to your own products than you would through ad revenue. Ad revenue is great, and it will obviously be part of your creating passive income. And there's all these other avenues as well too. And again, day one. And it's my favorite thing too. And I'm getting like all jitty about this because I'm like, you're getting somebody who is intentionally looking for the video you're creating, and then you're providing them the quickest way to get to the next step, which is signing up for the product.
Yep.
And that link is right there. Great example, right? Somebody's like, oh, I'm very curious on this, you know, let's say weightlift item, right? It's like dumbbells.
Dumbbells.
Like this is a new dumbbell, and you do like a review for it, or you talk about it, or you share about it, and you're doing them a service by helping them find that video of yours by search engine optimization, SEO.
Yeah.
And then you have a link to the product on Amazon or wherever else if you're affiliated with that brand, and you're helping them cut down the time and the friction to be able to sign up. Like I've actually gotten, I don't want to say irritated, but I actually like, I'm shocked when I go to videos and the person doesn't have a link for me to click on to go to wherever they're recommending me to. Mm. I'm like, no, now I got to type it in.
Yeah.
What is this, 2005?
Well, and they're missing out on passive income, right? Yep. I mean, we talked about in the last episode of who's producing content about something that they're passionate about, but may not be generating income because they're not even aware they could do that.
Yeah. So in case you haven't heard, so we actually run an academy called the Ranked Video Blueprint Academy, and we'll have resources down below if you want to check it out. Yep. We've actually had some of our members not realize they can start utilizing the links and the promotions early on. You know, a lot of people have the assumption, I should say, sorry, that you have to get monetized through YouTube to start promoting links. No. As long as you're not spamming people, as long as you're not like sending them to like fake websites or something like that, you'll be good. And then you can start doing that instantaneously. So, you know, it does happen where most people don't realize that. So, you know, obviously now that you're listening to this episode, you know, to kind of get started right away with that, and you don't have to worry about getting ad revenue right away. You can start generating income day one. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I actually waited. I started May of 2017 and my first paycheck was May of 2017. And then January of 2018 was when I got my very first paycheck.
Your very first paycheck?
$151 from YouTube ad revenue. 8 months of work, and I got paid $151. Now, had I known that I could put links directly in my videos and promote affiliates and or my own products, I probably would have far surpassed that right away.
Yeah. And as you guys continue to listen, we'll be laying out those steps for you to help speed up that process.
Yeah. And avoid a lot of the mistakes. This is obviously one of them. And we're going to have a mistakes episode as well too, that are, you know, very common mistakes. And this will be part of it too, because it is a my mistake and a lot of other people's has that after I've been talking to them for a little bit, realizing that they had a misconception of when they can start promoting their own stuff.
Yeah, no, I love it. So essentially is like, okay, YouTube helps you generate passive income by one being intertwined between Google and YouTube, right?
Yep.
Bringing the audience member to what they already need, right? Obviously ad revenue after you get monetized, which is great, but you could start from day one with affiliates. Yep. Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's honestly such a beautiful thing, and being able to go through that process. And again, just like, you know, we talked about earlier, you got to put in the roots before you can get your fruit. And I want to re-bring that back up because it's not something that's going to happen instant.
No.
You know, I talked about my story, and in one part of my story, I had to like push my ego aside because I noticed that when I created really valuable content that it wouldn't get as many views short term, but long term, those videos would perform so much better because those were intentionally videos that were helping people. And some of those would generate that ad revenue and affiliate play. And, you know, 6 years ago, I released, you know, a couple of six and a half years ago, I released my first videos, and those still generate a little bit of ad revenue. And I didn't, again, know what I was doing with those videos. So they don't perform the same way, but now I think, you know, videos from 3 years ago are killing it.
Yeah.
Right. Like they're getting views. They're getting searched up, not only on YouTube, but on Google. And then they're getting the clicks. And those clicks are, you know, when people sign up for the products or services, we get an affiliate play. Like it's one of the craziest and coolest things that, one, I'm helping somebody. And then two, I get paid for it.
Oh, yeah.
And then three, I released that video 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, thanks 3 years ago, Dennis,
yeah,
for doing all that work and putting in the time and effort. And he's working out there, you know, 24/7, you know, doesn't complain or anything. And I'm like, I like that
guy. He's out there still making you money.
Yeah.
No, and I love it because I know the back end of things a little bit more, but I love that you could go and create that content and now you could look at it. Whereas again, 6.5 years ago, you would have been frustrated at month two, like, oh, why do I only have X amount of views? Now you actually look into it and like, okay, I'm actually very aware that this is going to pick up 3, 4, 6, 7 months later.
Yeah. And that's hard for people. Right. But I think if you have that mindset of an entrepreneur who understands long-term success versus short-term gains, then you understand that when you put in the effort that is going to yield you bigger reward for holding back.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot to gain in that. And so for me, again, I witnessed people who ended up getting short-term fame and or growth and ended up hurting them in the long run as well. And, you know, it's unfortunate to see, but it does happen. And I'm not saying that like everybody who gains, you know, quick growth always falls back, but
no,
you know, it's one of those things where I think from where I ended up at, I love this process way more. And I don't like hearing the whole thing of, well, if I don't produce videos, my channel's gonna, you know, slow down immensely that first weekend or something like that. Right. So I had people that I knew who were like creating 3 videos a week, and they were like, yeah, if I don't
just to stay relevant.
If I miss one video and become irrelevant, you know, I'm going to drop 60%.
Yeah. Which is,
and I was like, ooh, should I tell him that I haven't produced a video in 3 months and still making the same income? Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard. Like you mentioned, is you had to let go the fact of like, okay, I can't produce this type of video. Right. And I think, I mean, even now personally, like the instant gratification, like that's hard to let go.
Yeah.
And so stepping into this, especially with the type of content you want to create and have the longevity passive income, you're going to have to let that go.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, could there be outliers where they blow up and have longevity? It can.
Yeah.
I just think that based off of my experience and what I've seen from other content creators, people in the academy, it truly is building the roots, like really getting in and building a strong foundation for yourself. So that way you can step back and still be generating income. Like, what does it look like if you're saying, hey, I'm generating an extra $3,000 a month on a platform that maybe, you know, a year from now, 2 years from now, you're maybe producing one video a month because that's what you're capable of while you're focusing on other avenues or relaxing. I mean, to me, that sounds great. And I've witnessed and seen friends of mine that actually got to that point. They're like, yeah, I haven't released anything in a couple months and I'm still generating income, you know? And obviously how you want to kind of go about it matters as well too, right? Do you want to build $10,000 a month, $5,000 a month, $20,000 a month, and then kind of sit back a little bit and see the fruits of your labor have a huge effect long term for yourself?
Yeah.
And so I think it just really depends on every person. But I think the reason YouTube does it so well is because they're adamant about helping people find the solutions to their problems. Where, you know, Instagram Reels and TikToks and
these other platforms,
nothing wrong with them. And I think there's people that can gain great success.
Yeah.
I just think putting a reel together, putting it live, and then like the next day, it can almost become irrelevant at that point.
Yeah.
Hurts my heart.
Yeah.
Like it really hurts my heart because I'm like, I want to put in my blood, sweat, and tears into this content because I want to help people. And I think, you know, for me, I would rather my content live on and get 10 views a month rather than get 100 views the first month and then completely die off.
Yeah.
Or, you know, 1,000 views in the first month and die off versus getting 100 a month or something like that. Like it just, to me, I want to be relevant for that person 6 years from now. Like I can only imagine the content that I have on the main channel, True Financials, where it's going to be 6 years from now, having the library it has since the beginning, since inception, and the content we're going to make over the next couple of years that are going to be evergreen. Now, if I didn't want to, I could just sit back and let that content create itself, like generate itself more income instead of making any new content pieces. And in doing so, what we decided actually was slowing down on the releases just a tiny bit as far as content so we can produce more stuff like this podcast to be able to help other people reach what we've reached.
In different ways, yeah.
In different ways, but we can only do that because of the power of that passive income.
Yeah.
Like if we wanted to fully focus on everything else but the YouTube channels, they would still generate income for months.
Correct. On end, yeah.
You know, and like, yeah, there might be some declines here and there, and they would just continue on. And I've done that before. I actually have months where I can like pluck out and be like, I haven't released anything for like 3 months at this point right here. And then you could see that the income, the views and everything else stayed relatively consistent.
Correct. Yeah. No. And I love that. And you know, you briefly touched on though, you know, why YouTube, right? Cause that naturally came through with answering how YouTube could help you with generate passive income. But as far as a bigger takeaway, why would you say why YouTube?
I mean, the biggest takeaway is that it allows you to really connect with people.
Mm.
It helps you find your people. And I think in this world, I think there's almost nothing better than being able to find the people that understand you the most.
Yeah.
You know, we started this episode out talking about the lady with her dandelion color, and that's her favorite color.
Yeah.
And will she get haters? Sure. That's unfortunate. And all the other people were like, I thought I was the only one.
Yeah.
She's the permission for other people to share in that passion and that joy and that excitement. And
oh, yeah.
I mean, because I just love it, I get excited about it too. And I think that's so cool. And for me, I think being able to you know, whether you want to show your face or you want to like be behind a computer screen or whatever the case may be, because you're able to share your story or your passions, you're allowing people to find you and you're giving them the opportunity to find that space that they maybe thought otherwise wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
And one real quick note on that, and we'll talk about it in future episodes too, because this is a very, very important part. And I sound like I'm getting serious for some reason.
It's okay.
Imposter syndrome is one of the biggest things that people run into.
That's a whole episode.
And it is a whole episode, and we have it ready to go soon here. And I just want to briefly mention that if somebody is already doing a passion in which you wanted to also do, that's just proof of concept.
Oh, yeah.
You have a voice and a different way of approaching it, and that's perfect. And if there's nobody doing it, you get to be the trailblazer.
Yeah.
You get to be the person who lets people know that that passion exists, whether it's a mesh of two things. I've seen a guy who does Star Wars workouts.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's really cool. Maybe not my thing, but it could be for other people. And it gives that connection for people and might encourage others to start working out because they already love Star Wars. And so all that to encompass that YouTube, I think, has so much continuous growth that's going to be going on for it. And I think if out of all the platforms, it values its creators the best.
Yeah.
And I think it has a great split between its ad revenue. As YouTube grows, you grow with it as far as income, right? Like when you're constantly showing up and having content available. And I think they constantly are looking for new ways for you to be able to connect with your audience, whether it's through their memberships, whether it's through like what they call super thanks, which is people essentially donating to you, or just their community tab, which allows you to connect with your overall group. Just having links available, some platforms like really hinder you on being able to send people outside of their platforms, and YouTube's really good with it.
Yeah.
And so I think there's just this, all these positives. And are there cons? Yeah, there's some things here and there that I think sometimes, you know, we get to work on when it comes to utilizing YouTube. It's still somebody else's land that you're effectively renting, while still understanding that out of all the places that I've seen, I think YouTube understands that their creators are their reason for, or their ability to continue to thrive, to support their audience.
And then
all of that encompasses, you know, again, bringing in the advertisers to allow that connection between those two to exist.
Yeah. And what I'm getting is YouTube needs you, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, talking about the True Financials channel, there are other content creators talking about finances.
Oh, yeah. And there's actually other. So like that's the main channel we have, which is teaching people how to utilize their financial apps. There are other people who do literally the exact same thing on the same topic.
Oh, yeah. But you have a different way of reaching people, which is why YouTube promotes your content, right? And same thing for the listener, right? You might have a way of reaching somebody with the passion you want to talk about or test out, right? Which is going back to what Dennis said, which is why YouTube, right? Again, it's having that bridge between the audience member and you.
It's going to be beautiful. We're going to have some really good resources and information to continue to learn and grow. Especially our first 10 episodes are all about just the foundation, including this one, on getting you started.
Yep.
And then we're going to continue to dive in deep, go into more exercises of like what works and what doesn't work, tips, and, you know, actually like fundamental pieces that really will have an impact for generating passive income long-term on YouTube. Now, we mentioned briefly about the Academy.
Yep.
We'll have links in the links in the show notes down below for resources. If you want to reach out, talk to us, see if that's a fit for you. For that, it's all about making sure that we build a connection and community that all helps each other.
Yep.
And honestly, I've had a pleasure being able to share all this information with you and listening. So thank you so much for being here and being a part of this journey. And I'm excited to hear what you're going to be bringing into the world. And hopefully you're going to be on our FIRE segment in the future.
Yeah. And again, we're on here because of you, right? So thank you for listening.
Thank you. Thank you again for listening to the YouTube Passive Income Show, which is part of the Master Passive Income Network. Now, in this episode, we talked a lot about some resources, which we'll have linked up in the show notes down below for you, including our 7 days to uploading your first YouTube video, which is going to be a checklist that's entirely free for you to utilize, again, in the show notes down below. Have a fantastic day, and I'll talk to you next week.